Wow.
What an amazing meal to end on.
Ending with a 5 out of 5. We had...
Morihiro.
Yeah, Morihiro. The restaurant was Morihiro. This is the secret... I'm going to look up how many Michelin stars Chef Mori has.
I don't think it's a secret. Why, you love secrets. And a lot of the things that you think are secrets are just places you haven't been yet.
It's a secret to me.
It's not a secret to you because you already know about it.
Yeah, but
you've known about it the whole time.
The inside is a secret, and the mysteries that lay within are secrets and mysteries.
After you look this up about the Michelin stars, I also want you to look up the word secret. Because I think you're going to be a little bit surprised. And here's the thing. The definition of the word secret is not a secret, but you definitely don't know what it is. And it's fine.
All right. I think that I'm allowed to define secret the way that I want it to be. One Michelin star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an amazing... I don't think I've ever had a meal like that, like bite by bite served out. In that way.
It obviously wasn't molecular gastronomy, but it's like
there were some
elements of it, you know, like jellies and like things and cubes. Things and other things and cubes and things that defied, like sort of like
and a lot of raw things,
like sort of secrets.
Yeah, still not sure about that, but hard to even describe the meal just because there was so much. They were so nice, though.
It was one of those things where it was like super professional and really friendly. All of the food was fucking delicious. Like the quality of everything was just like a 5 out of 5. He makes his own ceramics. Chef Mori does,
and they really like telling you that.
And they tell every table, which is fine. They say Chef Mori is a talented ceramicist. So you'll be eating off.
A talented.
Oh,
yeah,
also,
yeah.
That's right. Also a talented ceramicist.
He's real cute back there with his little kerchief on.
Yeah, everyone was wearing yellow aprons, but he was wearing sort of a buttercream colored apron, and that's how you knew that he was the boss. He was also several decades older than us.
Yeah, several, yeah.
We had a celebrity sighting.
That's true. More than one? I didn't know who else was at her table.
Then the main celebrity was Jenny Slate, and I think there was another comedian named Hayes Davenport there.
That's always fun.
Yeah. That's why we live in
Hollywood.
She does voice acting.
Why
so
we live here.
It's why we live here, is to see Jenny Slate at Morihiro.
Yeah, I don't know. I 5 out of 5, obviously.
Yeah, it was great.
How much did it cost per person?
It or like was total? The total, and we didn't drink any booze because we're still doing Dry January. The grand total was like
$5.60.
It was $5.30, and then I tipped a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So it ended up being like close to $700.
Wow,
which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
I'm really, really, really happy that I have jobs lined up instead of, because that would have been the thing that would have broken me. I would have gone broke, and then we would have had to get rid of this place and live in the car and live under a bridge,
like, it's a nice
just
car.
Like you think is going to happen to you if I ever die.